Music speaks in various ways. Welcome to Music Talks. I'm Huang Rui. Right now, we're listening to a timeless tune called Lady Liu Qing, also known as Liu Qing Niang in Chinese, skillfully performed on the Sanxian, which is our featured instrument for today. Let's take a moment to really get into the music and picture the unique characteristics of this instrument. The Sanxian, also known as Xianzi, usually has a long, fretless neck made of wood, with a rounded or hexagonal body covered with snake or python skin. With a history spanning over two millennia, this plucked lute instrument holds a deep significance in Chinese music. It's deeply rooted in genres ranging from traditional folk tunes to grand operatic performances and modern compositions. Named for its distinctive feature of three strings, the Sanxian isn't just a musical instrument. It's a vessel of cultural heritage, presenting centuries of artistic evolution and cultural expression. Professor Tan Longjian from the Central Conservatory of Music further explains the philosophy.
在中国传统乐器中，有用古人的姓名来命名的乐器，比如阮。
Among traditional Chinese instruments, some are named after ancient figures, like the ran. Others are named after their playing techniques, such as the pipa. But the sanxian is named after its structure, which consists of three strings. This might be because of the traditional Taoist belief that one gives birth to two give birth to three, and three give birth to all things. This concept is often used to explain the process of creation and transformation, highlighting the idea of generative cycles and interconnectedness of everything. So some say that three strings of the sanxian represent heaven, earth, and humanity, while others suggest they represent ruler, subject, and citizen, or essence, energy, and spirit.
The origins of the sanxian, like many ancient instruments, are subject to multiple theories and much speculation. Some scholars believe that the sanxian has its roots in ancient string instruments that existed in China several thousand years ago. These early instruments most likely underwent gradual development and refinement over time, eventually evolving into the sanxian as we know it today. Another theory suggests that the sanxian may have been influenced by instruments from neighboring regions or cultures. For instance, some historians speculate that the sanxian may have been inspired by similar string instruments from Central Asia or the Middle East, which found their way to China through cultural exchanges along the Silk Road. Throughout Chinese civilization, many musical instruments and their associated performing arts have been lost. However, the transmission of the Sanxian has never been interrupted in the course of history. Passed down orally and through mentorship from one generation of Sanxian masters to the next, the instrument continues to thrive in the hands of musicians. The Sanxian is an extremely expressive plucked instrument, widely used in folk music, opera, storytelling, and ensemble performances. It has been beloved by the masses for centuries. During the Yuan Dynasty, under the regime of the Mongolian ethnic group, the Sanxian became the primary accompanying instrument for the Yuan Dynasty opera, or Yuan Qu in Chinese. Images of the Sanxian being played can be found in the frescoes of Yuan tombs in Liaoning Province in northeast China.
Since the Song and the Yuan dynasties, the Sanxian gradually found its way into various palace melodies, such as Yuan Qu, southern and northern operas, and string ensembles, among others. Since the Ming and Qing dynasties, many forms of traditional Chinese opera, such as Kunqu opera, Peking opera, along with various forms of clapper opera, have all regarded the Sanxian as one of the essential accompanying instruments.
Instrumental Sanxian music has existed in numerous instrumental ensembles since the Song and Yuan dynasties, gradually maturing and developing during the Ming and Qing periods. Since the Ming dynasty, there have been increasing mentions of the Sanxian in literature. In the complete book of the Qin from the Ming dynasty, there is a description of the Xianqin. Shaped like a winnowing fan, square, with an iron frame, and covered with skin on both sides, having three strings, 10 female musicians hold the Xianqin, sitting in a row on mats, skilled in the music of the Bohai Sea region. The Xianqin described here bears a close resemblance to the modern-day Sanxian. The flourishing folk music and performing arts that emerged in the late Ming and early Qing dynasties, such as northern drum singing and southern ballad singing, primarily and sometimes exclusively feature the Sanxian as the main accompanying instrument. The most typical literati music in traditional Sanxian instrumental works is the Xianzuo 13 Sets, which records 13 sets of Sanxian suites. These suites possess high artistic and aesthetic value. They have been meticulously crafted by literati and scholars over hundreds of years and passed down orally through several generations of Sanxian masters. Now, let's enjoy a section of one of the Sanxian suites, Rowing at Night Among the Green Pines. The sanxian is also widely played among ethnic groups such as the Yi, Bai, Miao, Hani, and Dong. Among them, the sanxian music of the Mongolian and Bai ethnic groups is particularly noteworthy for its representation and artistic accomplishment. While the basic structure of the sanxian remains consistent, there are regional variations in its design, playing technique, and repertoire.
我们器乐三弦使用义甲，曲艺三弦它却使用的是这么长的羊骨的指甲。
In instrumental sanxian music, players use artificial fingernails, while in narrative arts, longer sheepbone nails are employed. Mongolian sanxian players use a plucking stick, while players in Yunnan use cowhorn finger caps. Therefore, over the centuries, sanxian players across different fields, ethnicities, and genres have their own preferences and choices. This diversity in artistic expression gives rise to the saying, one who can play this sanxian may not necessarily be able to play that one. This characteristic is typical of human culture, transcending genres, styles, and ethnicities, and it supports the unique historical and cultural value of the sanxian.
Now, let's enjoy a piece of Mongolian sanxian music named Wu Na Qin. This piece of music is inspired by the folk music of the Xilinggo grassland in the Inner Mongolian Autonomous Region. The composition depicts the melodious and graceful singing of the local people, and scenes of galloping horses, horse riding, racing, and the lively wrestling matches of Mongolian men. In addition to solo performances, the sanxian is often featured alongside other musical instruments, including the pipa. One of the most emblematic performance forms is the storytelling and ballad singing in the Suzhou dialect, or Suzhou Pingtan in Chinese. It's one of the southern ballad singing art forms, originating in Suzhou, Jiangsu province, along the country's eastern coast. The sanxian takes the upper register, while the pipa takes the lower register. Hence, they are commonly referred to as double register. Here, let's listen to a small piece of one of the representative Suzhou Pingtan music, featuring both instruments. Thank you. In today's music world, the sanxian can also take on the role of the principal instrument in ethnic or symphony orchestras. Some classic sanxian pieces have been adapted for ensembles after being rearranged, such as the song you're hearing now. It's one of the classics of Mei Hua Da Gu, a traditional Chinese drumming art form originating in Henan Province, central China. It is characterized by its energetic rhythms, dynamic movements, and vibrant performances. In this piece of music, the sanxian player Cheng Shan is also one of the arrangers. She says that the sanxian can naturally showcase its characteristics more in a symphony orchestra.
Chinese orchestras consist of Chinese instruments. Although they differ in types, their sounds are very similar. And most importantly, their musical language is essentially the same. In terms of performance, I feel that the sanxian integrates and communicates well with other instruments. In Western orchestras, when the sound of the sanxian emerges, its tone and penetrating power can immediately distinguish it from Western instruments. It does not resonate in the same frequency range, and its tonal characteristics are highlighted, which can bring about a different chemistry.
As we wrap up our exploration of the rich historical and cultural significance of the sanxian, it becomes clear that this ancient instrument not only holds a revered place in traditional Chinese music, but also continues to evolve and adapt in contemporary contexts. Experts believe they will strive to preserve the essence of the sanxian sound while maintaining the academic foundation of its diverse tonality. They hope to broaden the artistic expression of the sanxian music, enabling more people to understand and appreciate the instrument, attracting composers to create outstanding contemporary pieces, and enriching the aesthetic tastes of individuals. As we bid farewell to the melodies that have echoed through the centuries. Let's indulge in one more Sanxian song, 藏花曲, which translates to Cotton Flower Song. Let the music carry forward the legacy of the Sanxian, with its timeless beauty and harmonious blend of tradition and innovation in the ever-evolving landscape of music. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Huang Rui. The evolution of Chinese musical instruments unveils a rich cultural tapestry that continues to captivate us. Stay tuned for more insights into ancient Chinese music in future episodes of Music Talks. Until next time, goodbye.